Welcome to the RV Interviews. We're here today with Diana Love, author of the Bellador Urban Fantasy Series. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Good.
Thank you for being here with us. We're going to make this sort of fun, so we're not going to concentrate a lot on books. We're going to concentrate on other things because readers are always so curious. So I'm going to start out with, what was your last job other than writing?
Well, it was the only job I had from the point that I left home. I was out 17, and I started working, painting as an artist on the side, and I built a sign business where I would paint big murals of celebrities and media people and so forth on a billboard or a wall up in the air. So I paint 100 feet in the air and would make their faces 20 feet tall.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. And you had something kind of exciting happen with murals just recently, didn't you?
Yeah. I was on the way here and my assistant called to tell me that one of the film groups for a new TV show in Atlanta wanted to know about getting permission to film in front of one of my murals.
And you said, let me think about it.
Yeah, no, I'm on the way to talk to Lori. I got to go.
You know? Oh, yeah. Well, be sure and tell them yes, because that would be very cool. So because my book is Don't Tempt Me, I'm asking everybody, what tempts you? What are some of your guilty pleasures?
I have a simple guilty pleasure. I love popcorn, Mr. Good bars, and movie theaters. I love to see movies on the big screen. It's just, I would do it all week long if I get away with it.
Do you sneak in there like a matinee so you can prop your feet up on the seat in front of you?
Oh, I go in the matinee because I'm up early working at 3 or 4 in the morning and then I go to a matinee when nobody's there.
See, that's when I like to go. You can chew your popcorn, ask questions with whoever you're there with. Yeah, that's the same thing I do.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like the only time we're not plotting, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're watching a good movie.
Yeah, well, somebody's entertaining us.
Exactly. Yes. Right. Okay, so what are some writing goals maybe that you haven't yet achieved that you're hoping for?
I've been really very fortunate that the Bellador Urban Fantasy series and my Sly Temp romantic thrillers have been well received by the fans. And another series that Micah Cada is a pseudonym for that Mary Buckham and I write together has taken off as a Red Moon YA series trilogy. And it's been received so well from everything from young, like 11 or 12-year-olds to 60-year-olds that we'd really like to have a film option on it. So it's not a goal that we can really put our hands on and say we can do, but it's one we'd like to see.
Right. You can't deliberately plan it. You can just do the best you can and hope the stars align and it happens, which is how much of this business happens.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But that's great. I hope that works out for you.
I'd like for it to work out.
So you said it's young adult?
It's Red Moon Trilogy, young adult, and it's sci-fi fantasy. There are 3 books in it.
Oh, that's excellent. Sounds exciting.
Thanks.
Okay, so along with that, what fascinates you the most about the publishing business today?
I started in this business in 2001 when I first sat down to write. And I've been, like I said, I feel fortunate for all the things that have happened as far as hitting New York Times list. And now, what's so exciting for me is that I love New York. I'm not, you know, I'm an indie author and I'm a New York author. And I actually work with New York on one series. Bellador is the first 4 books with Simon & Schuster with Pocket. Love them. But indie suits me. I'm very entrepreneur. I work outside the box. And I love being in control of my whole business.
You like to micromanage
everything.
All.
Well, you know, I don't really micromanage, but I do like to be able to go out and work with people like my covers are from Kim Killian.
Mm-hmm.
She's
phenomenal.
Terrific, yeah. She's phenomenal. Everybody on my team, I have a very large team. I have 3 editors. I have a huge beta team. Mm-hmm. So everybody on my team has made it possible for me to be able to do everything I want to do now. Yeah. I'm no longer limited on time frames and all that. You know, I understand why New York can't put them out more often, mm-hmm. but my readers are much happier to get them a little more often.
So how often do you get them out now, you think?
Well, on the really big books like Rogue Bellador, the Bellador series are usually 500-page books. Mm-hmm. And that's generally going to be about every 9 months. And in between, I have some of the smaller books that will come out. So about sometimes 3 to 4 books in a year.
Nice.
Which is a lot for me.
I mean, I'm sure the readers are happy.
Steady. They are happy with that. Yeah.
Well, that's excellent.
So, you know, the way the world is today in publishing, it's changed a lot. It's going to
change
a lot
so
more.
Much. Right.
The next 3 or 4 years are going to be even more different.
Right. And I'm an old dog. I'm not used to these new
tricks.
Yeah,
I know. Me too.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us.
Okay,
this was really fun. And I appreciate you coming
to
visit.
I'm excited about it. I can't wait to see all of them.
It'll be great.